Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bruvs. I'm Ronnie Karam. Happy Monday, everybody. Here I am with the gorgeous, talented, lovely, and loving Ben Mandelker. Oh. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on with you, babe? Busy travel day for you over there.
I was in Orlando this morning. I had a whole big rant about the Orlando airport on Friday, and I was saying I was really not looking forward to the doors on the little shuttles that have like all the Frozen characters on them. And then, as it turns out, the terminal that I went to didn't have the Frozen characters, so that was a win. But then my flight today was delayed for like 4.5 hours, so I had an extra amount of time in the Orlando airport today. So that was a real special privilege for me. And I'm here and I'm back and I'm a little loopy. I've had 3 hours of sleep. I woke up about 12 hours ago. And, you know, it's like, it's joy. And I feel honored to have flown across the country to come back and record a podcast with you.
Well, yeah, if you got to fly back and do something, at least it's this, you know? Jeez. Very, very lucky.
Honestly. Yeah. We're truly lucky because, like, could you imagine if I had to, like, fly back across the country from Orlando and then be like, had to go into a meeting with PowerPoint and be like, well, our figures for the quarter are disappointing. I mean, it would be terrible.
Ben yelled at me. That would be me leaving that meeting. On this podcast, we are the snotty, annoying little brats, okay, screaming and annoying the hell out of everybody. So today is Real Housewives of Atlanta Day. But before we jump in, come to take a seat because it's also Take a Seat Day. Monday nights, Take a Seat, Spotify Live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. That's where we get together with you guys. Just one big party. We talk, we laugh, we talk about Bravo Goss. You guys come on, talk to us, talk to each other in the chat room. It's super fun. So join us for that every Monday night. If you don't get to join live and want to listen to it, it comes out around a week later on Spotify. Just search for Take a Seat over there. And that's it. Oh, also come to our Winter is Crappening Game of Thrones podcast. It is, we're celebrating the coming of the prequel, House of the Dragon. So our first episode went up today. It's a trailer breakdown, which we'd love to do, especially on a non-Bravo show. I mean, it's really so fun being so shallow on such a smart show, isn't it?
It's great. It's great. I'm really excited. One thing that I got to do today in the Orlando airport, since I had time to myself, is that I said, you know what? I'm going to start boning up on my House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones lore for this. So I went to an article and I was immediately informed that all the characters of the show have like the same name and they're all married to each other. So I'm like, okay. And I sent it to you because it was hilarious that there's a Rhaenys, a Rhaena, Rhaenyra, Jeneris, Jeneira, Jaehaerys, Jaehaerys. Like, and I'm not joking. There's an Aegon, there's a young Aegon, old Aegon, Aegon the Conqueror. I'm like, oh, this is going to be real fun. Like, I'm actually serious. Like, I think it's going to be hilarious watching us trying to sort out all these names that are different by like one letter. It's going to be a trip.
Yeah, we're still trying to get used to the difference between Sheree and Sheree and Sanya and Sonya.
It's hard.
But, you know, I'm Lebanese. I mean, my family is very like that. We had a family reunion and they had t-shirts that said incest is best. Old wow. Country loving, everybody. Old country loving. Wow. Coming for some hugs. Not too close with your cousin. Not too close.
Really getting into that Targaryen spirit. But
we're not all blonde, though, but we do mostly have web toes and hairy backs. So there's that.
Well, looking forward to... Now that
I've disturbed the fuck out of everybody in this audience. Let's go ahead. Let's have a fun recap.
What a day. So Real Housewives of Atlanta, they're on their trip. And they're in Jamaica on day two. We got a little tricksy to start out the episode, which went something like, if you don't know about me, I'm about to show ya. No.
You don't remember this song? You cannot mess up. This is a very famous song. If you don't
know about me, well, I'm about to show ya. Well, if you don't know about me, well, I'm about to show ya.
Oh, this is like one of the Trixie, this made Trixie Monocle, famous. I mean, this is like almost as famous as I am the queen. God save the queen. God save the queen. And guess what? The queen is me.
Yeah, but the difference is that this song doesn't have a surprise twist in its lyrics the way the Queen song does.
Well, she is about to show ya.
She is. I apologize for getting that wrong. And I, by the way, here's the state of my mind. So I think it was Saturday, and I think it was in Orlando. We went to Applebee's. We're like, this will be a fun nostalgic thing to do, go to Applebee's. Guess what? It's not as good as I remembered it. But the song started playing, and I was like, oh my God, this is like a Trixie Monocle song. I don't know what song this is, but I Shazammed it. And I'm like, I am going to play this song next time I want to segue out of whatever meal I'm having and make myself feel like I'm in like Selling Sunset right now. I just, you know, whenever like a meal ends on Selling Sunset, there's always some song that's like, boom, I'm going to love myself, you know? That's what the song was.
I used to work at Applebee's when I was 15, as you know, okay? Sorry, yes. Repeating stories. But I used to think that they were putting something in the music that was just brainwashing us into thinking that food was good. That food has always been shit, okay? I'm sorry, Applebee's. Yeah. I'm sorry, okay? But it's shit. You're shit. You're shit. And your philosophy is shit, too. You called me a bad apple? You want to call me a bad apple just because I didn't dust all your knickknacks properly? Fuck you guys. But I remember there was a salad there, and the salad dressing was literally sour cream. Like, guys, this isn't that's salad dressing.
Very trendy. That's like very on trend right now. Like,
well, this was in the 90s.
So. I was going to say, New York Times would be like, here's a salad of watercress, kale, and sour cream. Happy birthday, Tom Colicchio, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday, Tom Colicchio. did you mean to look like a cue ball, Tom?
Anyway, so Jamaica day two, and Sheree and Sonia are meeting in the lobby, and it's gonna be, they're gonna be going to Kingston. They're gonna have a little day trip to Kingston, and all the women are supposed to gather at like 8 a.m. and get on the bus to go to Kingston.
Yes, and so far it's just Moneta and her husband Heath, because you know they're new, so they're on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always know the new cast members because they're always on time.
They can't pull
stunts. And this episode is very like Sonia, hey, we're in Jamaica. Like, she's just, the whole thing is like being excited about a Sonia trip, because to her and her hometown and where she comes from, well, really in America too, she's like a huge deal because she's an Olympic 4-time gold medalist, right?
Yeah.
But she's a much bigger deal, I think, in her mind than she is anyone else's on vacation, because you brought us to Jamaica, okay? And now we have to go on a bus trip to see like your Universal Studios. She's like, look, it's where we filmed the Bates Motel. Yes. Look, it's where I first had a slice of Velveeta cheese. Yes.
Yeah, everyone pretty much just wants to go to the beach and like have pina coladas instead of having to drive by like Sonia's hometown. It was very reminiscent of Ladies of London when the woman went to Denmark and there was like one photographer, and Caroline Fleming was like, oh, I'm terribly sorry about all the paparazzi. You must have, I apologize. They're plaguing us right now. So many flashing lights. It's intrusive, is it not? And there's like one guy that was like clearly hired by production.
Yeah. So upstairs, Marlo is getting her hair done with Adrian the florist, who basically looks like he's in jail. He's like, why am I here? Why?
Yeah.
So he's kind of sitting on the couch, cross arms, like, ugh. This one again, right? So she's like, come on, we're doing the race today. I got a bottle of Henny.
Yeah. I love getting your hair done by a florist. That's a real interesting touch. So,
well, he didn't have to do it, thankfully. He's just like spraying water on her. She's like, wait a minute. You're ruining my wig.
he's like putting a terracotta spike into her hair. Is this self-watering?
Why do I have hair coming out of my ears? Oh, I'm sorry, I put the Miracle-Gro. Sorry. Old habits.
Why is Ina Garten trying to take my hair and put it into a vase? So, so Candy. Quiet, florists. It was a rhetorical question.
Don't get snippy with me.
Florist humor. At that word, buds.
I really wish I had some flower puns right now.
Oh my god, if you're gonna be so angry, why don't you just leave? Oh my god, 3 for 3. Nailed it. Adrian the florist. Get my card.
Why don't you pedal on out of here? It was a stretch. I admit it.
So downstairs, Sonia in the lobby is like,
hey, Drew!
She's like, Drew, I got something just for you. And Drew's like, oh my god, really? She's like, yes, a uniform. Ha 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 ha. Well, I'm giving this to Drew, everybody, because usually you have to earn it. But, you know, since Drew's my homegirl, and also, Drew, you were a track star. Right? Well, to use that term loosely. Am I right, guy? Am I right, audience? Am I right?
Yeah, and we get like a flashback of yesterday on the bus. Drew goes, I was a track star, guys. I'm like, Drew. I mean, I understand. Like, I know you were so excited. I know that you have music that LeBron James used to listen to while he warmed up. I understand you're excited about all the exciting things you've done in your life that you claim. But, like, don't start bragging about how you were a track star in front of Sonia in Jamaica where there's, like, Usain Bolt stuff everywhere. Like, you just don't do this, Drew.
Yeah, that's like an actual track star. Okay.
Like, literal.
And she says, everyone's laughing, you know, at her expense, which everybody loves. And Drew's like, but come on, guys, my high school mascot was an Olympian. And I was like, wait a minute. Did your high school mascot become an Olympian? Or is your high school mascot like, well, here comes the mascot. It's an Olympian.
Like, is it's that like Mary Lou Retton? It's just like they just.
Someone's wearing a big Mary Lou Retton head.
It's so awkward.
Whose short, stubby fingers are those on the foam fingers? Those are Mary Lou Retton. How dare you call them short and stubby?
She has her own foam finger. Please welcome the Torrance Nadia Almanichis. Just fully not track stars at all. Please welcome the Laguna Carrie Shrugs. They're just all gymnasts.
So Drew's like, oh, she just loves to pass around her Olympic gold medal and now her uniform. We get it. You were in the Olympics. We get it. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like Drew is one to like really throw around her old credits too. So I don't think she's one to talk.
I know, especially when we get her acting class scene later on the show.
Her method.
Uta Hagen, okay. Uta Hagen this, or please tell me Uta Hagen. You really need to smell it before you dell it. You know what I mean? It's not really in the right tense, but you get what I'm going for there, right?
The best part about Uta Hagen is their French vanilla. It's just so good. That's Haagen-Dazs. Oh. No, that was actually me doing the Uta Hagen method as a Haagen-Dazs worker.
My character likes ice cream, so.
Guess you had to really be there or smell it or see it or feel it.
Point is, we get to go see everywhere Sonia's ever been in this town. So they board the bus, and it's going to be a 2-hour bus ride to go to her hometown. Fuck off with that, okay? That's where I get off the bus and say, you know what? Welcome to the show. Hope you're a success. I quit this show, okay? I no longer need to be on TV. You fly me to Jamaica. It's not a short trip. And then you make me get on a 2-hour bus, you fucking with Marlo and everybody else? No, I'm out.
I'd be okay with it. I find I really enjoy driving on coach buses, actually. I find that they're relaxing, and when you're with friends, I'm like, I'm down. I co-sign a coach adventure. Marlo is
remind me not to go on any trip that you plan. Okay.
we did go on a coach adventure back in January, in fact.
Oh Boston. Yeah, we did, yeah. I was like,
and what? You were the one who came up with the idea. How about that? Huzzing!
Ouch. I'm like, hey, guys, that's where I first got ice cream.
We drive by a Friendly's on 84.
Oh, so now Marlo breaks the ice, right? Because everyone hates Marlo right now. So she's like, Drew, you get on my damn nerves, but you're my new therapist, Drew. You're my new therapist. Hey, everybody, Drew's my new therapist. And we see a clip of after the fight at the table last night, Drew and Marlo were together in a room, in one of their rooms, and Drew is doing a big dramatic scene like, now I know that you may not understand what's happening with my husband and my child, but communicate to me and how that affected my heart. It's like, oh God, how could they cut this scene? Drew's giving her best work.
I know. Well, she was actually just doing the Uta Hagen method on Dr. Lowenstein from Prince of Tides. So then Marlo's like, so she apologizes. And then, she's saying that she realized that she just was like reacting to her own trauma. And then the producer asks Candy, does Candy feel like Marlo should have apologized to her? And Candy's like, I don't care who she apologized to. I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to hear from her. I don't want to hear what she's got to say. I don't want her talking to me. I don't want her talking around her. I don't want to be her. I don't want her talking around me. I would just love it if we don't have to ride with her. And to me, I'm like, oh, this could be a Candy Burr song, couldn't it? Like, I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to hear from her. I don't want to hear what she got to say. I don't want her talking to me. I don't want her talking around me.
That's just don't want to be with her. Don't want to talk to her. Don't want to eat with her. Are you going to eat?
Yeah, I'm still going to eat alone.
I don't want none. Don't start none around me.
So Kenya is missing. So Kenya's late. They're all sitting on the bus waiting for her. And Candy's like, I don't think she's coming. She said nobody checked on her and she didn't eat dinner last night. And so she might need to eat this morning. And Shreya's like, well, we ate breakfast. Maybe it was her boo. Maybe she was with her boo last night.
Was she aware that they had complimentary womlets? That would have get me out of bed.
So now it's 8:25 and everyone's just scrolling on their phone. Candy's putting on lipstick. And so Sonia finally calls Kenya and she's like, hey, it's Sonia on the phone. And she asks if she's going to make it. She's like, we got to go in 5 minutes. So you need to be down here. And Kenya's like, well, I'll try to make it then. And then it cuts to Kenya just walking really slowly around her room, not ready, opening the curtains like, wow, it's a daytime. I loved it. Hi, daytime.
Yeah, she's being ridiculous. She's like, wow, look at that beach. That's a nice beach. I mean, a view she could have taken in all this time. So finally, 8:40, they just decide to leave, which honestly, to me, that's 15 minutes too late because you've already called Kenya and she's already 25 minutes when you first call her. So they should have left a long time ago. So now they're driving off. And then Marlo tells us this important piece of information. I have not went to the bathroom. I cannot go. I cannot go to the bathroom. So that's Sonya's something
like,
that
it's a race day. So when you're on the line and it starts bubbling up in you, and she's like, I'm not racing. I don't have the shoes and I'm going to poop my guts out. And she's like, I have an Olympic outfit. So they're like, yeah, Marlo's going to try and wiggle out of this, but they will not. But don't worry. There's 30 places to stop first. So the bus stops and they get out. And she's like, I'd like to introduce you to 2-time Super Bowl winner, Aaron Ross, everybody. Aaron Ross. And Aaron's like, hi, hello. I'm television and football's Aaron Ross. Please welcome to Sonya's childhood home. She's like, it was number 32 over there. It was number 32 over there. Sorry, I forgot that part of the speech, but it was number 32. It's right. Hey, let's see if we can get an auntie to come out. Could we roll this bus up to the queue line? I think we're too far back from the queue. Okay, rolling up.
Hey, it's the Sonya girl. Hey, auntie. Hey, Sonya girl. It's good to see you, auntie.
Hey, Manetta. So I heard you finally got invited on a Real Housewives vacation. What'd you get to do? We saw the outside of a apartment building in suburban Kingston. Wow.
I didn't see any celebrities I recognized, but an older woman did come out of the next door home to Sonia's childhood home and signed my arm with the Sharpie. So that was interesting.
They said I was going to get to meet Bolt, you know, and then it was just Aunt Sharon just gave me an actual just Bolt. I thought it was going to be Usain. I don't know why I thought that. By the way, I have to say, just going back very briefly to the bus ride when Marlo was saying she hasn't gone to the bathroom yet, and Sonia is saying like, oh, well, once you get on that line, you get ready to race, you get that bubble gut or whatever. I was like, I am all for, unlike, you know, some of the other cast members, I am all for Sonia talking about being gold medals. I think that is so damn cool. But that being said, you don't have to relate every single thing. Like, you know, the cure for constipation is getting on the line to start to run a 400 meter race. Like, okay. Like that's not going to cure Marlo right now.
So back at the house, Auntie Sharon comes out and she's, you know, like, wait, I feel like it was like a Westworld scene where it's like, okay, the character is ready and go, you know, she comes out like, hello. So it's
she's just like on a track.
Yeah. She's like just an NPC on this tour because it seems like they've done this tour before, you know?
Yeah.
So she comes out and they're like, oh, isn't this crazy? My auntie's right here in the street. And so.
And my already.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, oh, Auntie, she was always so accommodating. We played in her house. We played on the lawn. And in Jamaica, you call everybody Auntie. So she's really like my Auntie. You know, she's really, really. I was like, wow. I know that was supposed to be sweet. Like, wow, Jamaica, everybody's your Auntie. So she's really like my Auntie. It's like, wow, feels special. Feels like Mother's
Day. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks. So so now they're back on the bus, and a lot of bus on this episode. God, it must really suck to be a Real Housewife of Atlanta because you spend a lot of time waiting on that bus. But they start talking about that guy that Kenya brought to dinner and how he when he left, he apparently what he really said was, I'm going to go change and I'll hit you up later. And so they're joking that maybe Kenya was up late last night with him, blah, blah, blah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then, more importantly, they arrive at a place called Devon House, which is this like super fancy ice cream. It's like this estate, this ornate, giant estate, but it's really an ice cream shop, which, by the way, no one told me Jamaica had an over-the-top ornate ice cream shop. Jamaica has now like moved very high on my list of places to visit.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't heard of that, but I thought it was very funny when they were driving up to, because we hadn't seen it yet, and she goes, okay, everybody, now we're going to go to get ice cream at Devon House. It's gated. And I was like, gated? What the hell kind of ice cream is this?
I know.
I'm afraid to go in there. Don't take me into a gated fucking ice cream plate. Am I going to get out? Like, are they going to let me out?
And then when they do go into the ice cream place, it's not like the ice cream place itself is fancy. It's like any, like, you know, any ice cream parlor you might go into, you know, it just has the big tubs. Like, I thought it would be also like an Apple store or something, or like an espresso cafe, which I talked about a few episodes ago. I thought it'd be like you sit down at a table and someone comes with like a wooden box that's refrigerated, like it's like a freezer box, and they open it up, it's like a suitcase, and there's like selections and you choose one or something like that. But it was just like,
that's an ice cream just like place. Going it's like an ice cream store. Place yeah scoops. Well, it's in this like big mansion that they use for weddings and stuff. It's like a famous place, I guess, there that just happens to have an ice cream place. She needs to learn how to sell it, because I agree. I was like, wow, a gated ice cream place. And I was like, eh. And then Marlo, I feel like Marlo is still just such a child. I mean, you know, maturity levels, but also just how she asked for ice cream. She goes, are you good at sparkles?
Or sprinkles.
Or yeah. Sprinkles. Are you good at sprinkles?
Yeah. Sonia's probably like, oh, I have a gold medal in sprinkles. Ran the sprinkle 400 meter championship.
In Jamaica, we call everybody sprinkles. So get it. It's going to be great.
Like, how is one?
This is Reese's Pieces. We call them sprinkles here.
Everyone sprinkles. Now, how is one exactly good at sprinkles? Does it mean like you get all like it's like a lot of sprinkles? Usually, you get a lot of sprinkles. Or something? I don't know. I
feel like that's what I thought was so funny. Like, yeah. Do you place your sprinkles properly? Like, are they even, or are they like clumps of sprinkles? Like, how are you yeah. guys with your sprinkles?
Yeah, I feel like the training program for good sprinkles is pretty short and quick. I think it involves like, hey, here's some sprinkles. Put them on the cone. Yeah, you did it.
So Monietta is asking Candy how she feels after the big argument last night. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I was just saying, like, stop being a hypocrite. Like, you're coming after Ralph for not adopting this kid, but then you're going through all this stuff with your own nephews, and it's just weird. And then she came after my husband. How dare you disrespect my Todd? How dare you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then also, Sheree's asking Marlo, like, how everything went down. And Marlo's like, Marlo turns to Sheree and goes, yeah, I'm like, how the hell did that happen? I love when Marlo does that. How did it go so left after I insulted Candy's career and husband? How did that happen?
Yeah, that's always Marlo. She's like, what? What'd I do? Yeah. So then Kenya arrives. Okay, she gets her own transportation. So she arrives. It's now 2 hours late. But, you know, to be fair, it was a 2-hour drive or what we were told it was. So anyway, who cares? She's there, but she's late. So Sonia at first doesn't really make a big deal out of it. And Kenya's dancing all over the place like, hey, Jamaica, it's me, Kenya. You do good sprinkles. You know, like some accent and stuff. But then she's like, Sonia, okay. Let's have a seat and talk. All right, Kenya, my dear. Now tell me, why couldn't you show up for me? I feel like if it was your trip, there's no way I wouldn't be there. Something has changed between us. Please go while I lick this ice cream because I really don't care about this conversation and they're just making me have it. So go ahead.
Yeah, so Kenya's like, well, as far as me being here, everything you've planned for so far, I've been on time for. And then they do a montage. Last night, 1 hour late. This morning, Mrs. Bus departure, 30 minutes ago, 2 hours late.
Those are the only two events they've had. And she's been very late to both. So Kenya's like, well, here's what happened. I had a conversation with Brooklyn. It was disturbing. Because for the past few weeks, she doesn't want to talk to her dad. And he doesn't want to come to Atlanta. And I try hard to not let this stepdad, victim. I was like, okay, it's officially old now. I'm over it now. I'm over it. And thankfully, so is Sonia.
I know. I really liked Sonia picked up on it. She's like, she tells us, every time I call you out on something, Kenya, you bring up your ex-husband, how it's affecting your child. And she's like, I don't buy it anymore. I don't buy it, which is good. So, and by the way, I thought that Sonia Sonia pulling Kenya to the side and being like, what's different was like a very mature way of doing it, because if it was Marlo, it'd be like a full at the table confrontation. So, you know, for Kenya to be like such a dick to Sonia, I think that Sonia is like giving her way more than other cast members would in terms of like courtesy.
Well, Kenya's giving her more respect too, because anyone else, Kenya would have gone off. And now she's like, and both times she's been like, oh, it's my traumatic ex-husband drama, you know, instead of getting really pissed off.
Yeah. Well, I think that also Sonia, we haven't seen much of it, but I think Sonia can hold her own in an argument. Like, she's sort of been cast in this light as this kind of like follower, desperate to be accepted at one of these shitty parties. But like, I think we've seen flashes of her when she's upset or whatever, like she's like, I don't think you can walk all over her because she's running too fast. But.
Yeah. So, now they're back on the, they're back starting to go back on the bus. So Marlo's on the bus with Candy and, she's like, so Candy, Marlo, why are you talking to me, Marlo?
Yeah, she's gossiping about Porsche.
Are we there yet?
Don't need none. So yeah, Marlo's like, hey, Candy, did you see that Simon just got Porsche Rolls Royce? Did you see that, Candy? She's like, why are you talking to me? And she's like, well, girl, you're so silly. You're not still so motherfucking mad, are you? And Candy goes, girl. She's like, girl, okay, fine. I won't say anything, bitch. And Candy's like, don't say anything.
Candy goes, bitch, shut up. Don't talk to me. And she goes, okay, well, I can talk to you. Okay, gay. Grow up, Candy.
Yeah. And Candy.
Oh, she's saying candy. Yeah. I just wrote multiple K's, I guess, so I didn't have to write the name down.
So Kenya's like, why are you listening to anything she's saying? She needs the attention. Twirl, twirl, Kenya, more hair care.
And Marlo says, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. And Candy's like, keep your motherfucking sorry. You just keep your sorry.
Yeah.
So then we go to the stadium, and they're greeted by Patrice. Bop, bop, bop. Yes, like
boom, 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 bop, 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 bow, 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 boom, 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 bop, bop, bop.
So I was trying to do it earlier, and I was doing it incorrectly, and Dom had to correct me. I was going bra, bra, bra. He's like, no, Ben, no. So Sonya.
Well, on this show, they change it because it's. I thought it was pop, 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 but then the captions say boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
you know. I just don't know.
Boom, 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 boom. I want you in my
room. I think it's bop, 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 bop.
Bop, bop, bop. Like, bop. Bop, bop.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, this is like the bridge of bop, where it finally gets, it goes bop, 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 yeah, whoa, whoa. Okay, let's just get to the bridge. Bop, 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 bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop. I apologize to the country of Jamaica. Bop, bop. and to the Hanson brothers. So now they get to this track. It's like the National Stadium, and Sonya's like she tells them that she used to run one lap in 48 seconds, which is crazy. Like, that is certifiably insane. And so she tells us a little bit about her background, how she was like running for Jamaica, but then made the decision to move to America because there'd be more resources, and people were upset at first, but then like Jamaica came around and like accepted her as her own, because it was like she was running for Jamaica, but she was an American, but she was running for Jamaica.
So she's like, okay, now watch me run, everybody. Ross is like, no, here I am, 2-time Super Bowl champion, and televisions and footballs. Aaron Ross, please welcome to the track, Sonya. And Sonya starts running, and then they're like, oh my God, Sonya's so fast. This is crazy. Sonya's fast.
Yeah. And so then it's like, and now for part two of the track and field doubleheader, Drew versus Marlo. I mean, the fact that they have Marlo running it is kind of hilarious. So, Kenya's like, I think that Marlo may be weighed down by all the lipo undergarments she's wearing.
Well, then Marlo sure shows her when she comes out in her outfit. She's wearing like a little like sports bikini, I guess you would call it. I don't know what you would call it, but she looks great. So they're cracking up because Marlo's so ridiculous. And then Drew puts on her uniform.
Team USA.
And then it's time to run. I'm so sorry, you guys, but I'm literally starting, my eyes are starting to close. Things that I don't like or that traumatize me, I don't cry. I don't get upset about it. I go to sleep. Okay. That's how I eat something and then I go to bed. So running, this is a lot of running. I feel very bullied by running. I could never run in school. I always felt like I was going to die. And then they would yell at me like, Ronnie, you're behind again. Hey, you're always last. Now do some pull-ups. And I like couldn't even do the girl hangs. I mean, I'm so traumatized. I can't with this. I hate this scene. I'm starting to hate Sonya because of this scene. Fuck you and your running bullying. I'm over it. I'm not taking it. I'm an old person now. And I don't have to do anything. I don't want to. So fuck you and fuck this episode. I'm out.
I get it. I mean, the president's physical fitness test that we had to do like once or twice a year was like just, might as well just call it the Ben Mandelker Day of Trauma. Do a sit-up. I'm trying. So anyway, there's going to be this race, and Kennedy says that she's not going to bet on Marlo because it could be the whore race, and I'm still not betting on Marlo, even though I know she'd win. I love the idea that there's a whore race.
I had to rewind it because I was like, did she just say, even if it's a horse, did she call her a horse? I was like, that is so rude. And I rewound it and I was like, the whore race. Yes.
Racing of the whores. So they run and they run and Marlo's boob falls out and Marlo wins by like a toe, which is crazy. I feel like Drew lost to Marlo. That's just very funny to me. So
Drew's Drew. I mean, did anyone really think Drew could win against anybody?
But she lost to Marlo. So then they like, you know, then they, you know, they get to the finish line. There's a lot of jumping and happiness and like, oh my God. And Drew like starts to run away. She's like doing some sort of gag. She starts to run away and she trips and falls. And she's down on the ground. It's like, oh my God. So then Ralph is out there and he's got his He's got his hands on her foot. He's like, is this the ankle that hurts? Is this the same one? Is this the same one last year? And she's like, yeah, it's the same one. And we see it last year. It's the other foot that was in the boot. So,
yeah, he's doing like a thing where he's rolling her foot around. And he's like, yeah, I'm rolling it, babe. I'm rolling it. She's like, ow, that hurts. He's like, yeah, you feel it? Yeah, that's your ankle, all right. But I don't think it's your Achilles ripped or whatever. Okay, this is going in the forward. Anybody hand me my phone, okay? All right, get it from this angle. Boom. It's
just like Drew's face all scrunched up and like double chinned because she's in racking pain.
got the back forward picture.
Finally got it. And then Kenya, you know, she's like, oh, Drew, don't cry, Drew. With this, like, this faux sincerity as if Kenya cares about Drew. So then, in the middle of all this, a lady arrives dressed in black. And she's, when they say, the minister's arriving, the minister's arriving. So Marlo's like, oh, I got to put on my pants because the minister's arriving. Because she thinks it's like a religious minister. But it's the minister of sports.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, please. But she is like a good religious minister type because they're like, yeah. Oh, sorry, because someone fell. She's like, can I check on her? And I was like, that's very sweet. It's like she's on her way out, you know. Can I give her last rite? She's like, Drew, you've done a very good job in this world. You never really dropped it with, but, you know, you tried. And that's all that really counts. All right, someone hand me that pillow.
Hand me the shotgun.
Hand me that pillow.
With the shotgun. We can use the starter gun. You know, you never really dropped it with Drew, but you dropped it as Drew. Turns out you don't need the Uta Hagen method to just be yourself. All right.
So she goes to the hospital.
And I love that
they gave the doctor like a little line. You just see her in bed in the hospital, and then you hear, it's confirmed. It's an Achilles tear. And she's like, did you hear that? It's an Achilles tear. Which sucks. Apparently, those really hurt like hell. Yeah. So don't envy her that one.
Well, but also the recovery for an Achilles injury is like months, like at least 6 months. So like that honestly, say what you will about Drew. That sucks because she just got finished with one from falling off a stage. And now she has a new one from falling over at a stadium. So, poor girl. I don't wish a double Achilles injury on anyone, especially if you're trying to launch a pyramid scheme about, you know, exercise and weight loss, and now you can't do it.
Yeah. I think it's just a sign to stop performing. Because if one is on a stage and then the other is when you're trying to perform at a race, I think God's like, stop. Just stop.
Stop moving. You're moving too much.
Stop performing. So then, let's see. It's nighttime now.
It's nighttime. And now they're heading back. And we get a very quick but essential scene of Sonia saying, oh, by the way, tomorrow I have to film my thing for iFit. And she invites Kenya and Sheree because they both express interest. But she invites everyone. But she really directs it towards them. And she says, but by the way, the bus is leaving at 9:30 a.m. Okay, so like that is like the key scene that happens.
Yeah, and she's like, listen, and you don't have to be there if you don't want. There's no pressure, but the bus is leaving at 9:30. If you're not there, then I'll leave. You know, like the rest of you can go on a boat ride or whatever. It'll be fine. So everyone's like, okay. So then now it's...
They all turn to Tamara.
So now it's 9:30 in the morning the next day, and Kenya is calling, and she finds out the iFit bus has left her. Yeah. Now it is 9:30 when you're calling.
Well, actually, it's 9:30, and Marlo gets on the bus with her florists, and they leave. And at 9:50 a.m., Kenya's on the phone with the concierge calling, and he tells her the bus left 20 minutes ago, aka on time.
So Marlo's like, well, I don't know where Sheree and Kenya are, but that's not my problem. I was on time for once in my life. So now we go to the commercial shoot. I'm your trainer, and sorry, can we do that again? I'm Ross. Your name is Ross, Ross. Right. I am 2-time tennis champion of football, Ross. No, you don't play tennis, Ross.
I dress for less. My name is Ross, and featuring Olympics.
Ross, you do this speech every time we give the bus tour, Ross. Just pretend you're giving the bus tour. He's like, but there's cameras here. Just do it, Ross. He's like, I am two-time super bowling winner, Ross. You don't bowl, Ross. God damn it.
No, I got this. Okay, all right. Roll the camera, all right. Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me on Harold. No, that's not it. I don't know where that came from.
Baby love, my baby. Not Diana Ross. Just say your name, Ross. That's all you have to do. She's a grand. So they finally get their line, or he finally gets his line, and right when he gets it right, he's like, I'm Ross, two-time Super Bowl champion, and other stuff that I've done that's really great. And Marla's like, aah! She squeals because she's so happy for him, and they all just stare at her like, you fucking idiot.
She's like, I'm gonna go over here.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So now it's 11 a.m. and Sheree's in the lobby with Moneta and Heath. They're just sitting there, and Kenya joins. She's like, there you guys are. And Sheree starts saying that they got uninvited to the iFit shoot because, you know, like they were down there, like no one was there. And Kenya's like, yeah, I mean, we got ready. I called her and she did not answer for hours.
And she says, I was early. It was early, and I called her, and she didn't answer. Moneta's like, yeah, Sonia probably did not disinvite them. Okay. So then we go back to Marlo, and she sits down with Sonia, and Sonia's like, well, where's Sheree and Kenya? I lost my phone, so I don't know if they texted me. So did you hear anything? And Marlo's like, well, I have no idea, but she said – she tells us, she said, whoever wants to come can. And so I got myself transportation because that's the kind of friend I am. Well, that sounds weird. If you were down there at time, wouldn't you have had the bus at 9:30? Or was there not any driving? Was there not transportation for anybody? Or was the transportation Sonia's bus?
I seem to remember that she got onto a bus, but you know, again, I watched it at 3 a.m, so what do I know?
She got onto a bus, yeah, but I guess it wasn't Sonia's bus. I guess the hotel just took her on another bus.
I thought what she was saying, maybe it was that. I thought what she was saying was just like, I asked and they told me, I figured it out. I thought that's what I thought she was saying, but either way, she did figure it out in some way, somehow. So then we go over to Candy, who's checking in on Drew, and Ralph's in the room, and he's like, he needs to go to the gym. He's like, oh, Candy, I'm going to need you to take care of my baby. Make sure she's good. Can you hold her down? And don't forget, smile at the camera, which is that little book I put on top of the TV.
Hey, I'm going to need you to take care of my baby, which technically makes you a step-parent while I'm gone. So do you need any chips before I go?
So he leaves, and Candy tells us that she has an audition because she says her coins always come first and vacation later. So she has decided to sit down with Drew so that way they can run lines together. and now
you know the worst person. You know the worst person to ask to run your lines with you is an actor. You know, it seems like that wouldn't be the truth, but it is.
I believe
because
that.
Of course, here comes the actor making it all about themselves. So she's like, okay, I'll do this. Now, first, do you have the five senses when you break down your characters? It's the Uta Hagen exercise. You know, Uta. Yeah, come on. You're good with Uta, right? So you've already done that. Did you Uta in your room? I'd appreciate it if you don't Uta in my room.
And Candy's like, And so Drew is like, oh, you know, so the Uta Hagen method. Mm-hmm. So basically it grounds you as an actor and helps your character develop. So you understand your mannerisms and how you're going to become this character. So like, here's what I do. I try to envision something with this character. So like, is there a desk? Am I standing? Am I at IKEA? Is there a sofa? Is the sofa available in the warehouse downstairs or is it on back order? All these things. Where are the small pencils so I can write down its lot number?
What's the smell I'm smelling? What is that? Is that a hospital? Is it hospital smell? Which I loved. A nice call back to Salt Lake City. Is it hospital? Is it Jamaica? What does it feel like? You know, is it cotton? Is it rayon? I mean, I need to know. Is it a rayon hospital? Or is it a cotton Jamaica? I really just don't know, you know?
Is there noise? Are there steel drums playing? What should my volume be? Should be very quiet? Am I in a silent part of the house? Am I in space? Is this an outer space? Am I in an IKEA in space that's made of wool? Tell me.
Am I a tiny person? And is that a building or is it a flower? And has Rick Moranis messed around with my cereal? Okay.
Is there a giant ant walking towards me right now? Am I in a spoon of milk?
And Candy just, in the confessional, just looks at the camera and does her, she's so annoyed. And she's like, okay, so for this scene, just act like you're talking to Marlo, okay? That's all I gotta say. So just act like you're, speaking of Marlo, so, you know, and of course, she doesn't do her lines with her at all. She lectures her on what a great actress she is and then changes it to gossip.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. She's like, I feel like Marlo is trying to get into Sonya's head. Is Sonya's head, what does it smell like? Does it smell like strawberries? Does it smell like the ice cream from the fancy place? I just need to know before I go on with this gossip.
Sonya's head, protein shake and Wheaties. That's what it smells like in here. Mm, delicious. So, you know, she's really trying to manipulate her. And Marlo has said stuff about Sonya. And, you know, it's not something I'm going to speak on.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Candy goes, like what? And Drew goes, well, she did say that Sonya was a suck up. I'm like, wow, you really gave in easily, Drew. She's like, I'm not going to speak of it. What do you mean? Well, she did say this.
Yeah. And it was just a thing where Marlo's like, well, I mean, I know she didn't invite you, but why would she invite Kenya and Candy? Is it because they have more followers? Like, they already know all of this. Like, everybody already knows this. This isn't a new plot. Right.
Yeah.
Marlo already yelled about this at a dinner. So Drew's like, and I mean, now that they've gotten close, I'm like, is it real? Because Marlo just seems messy.
Yeah. And so then we cut to Marlo talking to Sonya, going, lift me up. And like, where you fall short, if I've got the strength, I should be able to lift you up too. And it's an amazing thing, man. It's an amazing, beautiful thing. I'm like, okay. Like, I love. Like Marlo giving inspirational speeches now that she's like at a posh fashion shoot.
I know. Give her 3 weeks when she's yelling at Sonya now. You know, this is always how Marlo butters you up before she eviscerates you. So then the other ladies who stayed behind go to a catamaran party. And Kenya's twirling around on the dock going, I'm ruining my Tom Fords. Oh, I've got options up here. Small. Oh, and she's looking at their butt. She's like, yeah, I've got options. They're small, medium, and extra large.
So they get on board the SS Chuckacat. And then there's like, I thought it was just going to be them just sitting there on a boat, just having cocktails. But like, there's like a DJ and Kenya just gets on the mic and she's like, ha, my name is Sonya Richards Ross and I am a 4-time Olympic champion. Ha, we want to welcome you to this amazing boat ride. And then she's basically dogging Sonya on the mic.
Yeah. She's like, let's get this party started, Mom. Pop, 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 pop. So they all dance and like twerk around and,
they really do. I mean, they get down. They're like getting down on this catamaran.
Yeah. And then they start gossiping. Well, they eat snacks and they ask Sheree about She by Sheree. And she's like, oh, it is going down. And she's like, I haven't even slept. I'm just grinding because I'm putting in a presentation in 3 weeks. And they're like, a fashion show? No, it's more of a fashion spring summertation presentation, possibly. People might be wearing clothes in a building I have yet to rent.
Yeah. Sheree basically is like really nervous about her fashion show. So she has downgraded it from fashion show to fashion presentation in case all of her pieces don't come in. Because apparently that is still a possibility 12 years later.
A presentation. So Kenya's like, do you need a model? And she tells us, I'm former Miss USA and a formal model. Are you kidding me? I've walked runways of many people, not designers, but runways, two runways.
And so Kenya starts modeling. She sort of starts prancing back and forth. And then Manietta starts doing it too. And Manietta's are doing like splits and everything. And so Sheree's like, Kenya, I love you dearly, but your video vixen days are over. I'm looking for a more classy runway model that represents my brand and can really show off a dick print well. Classy.
So now it's time for dinner. And everybody's gathering. And Sonia sees Marlo on her way. And Sheree joins them. They walk together. And Sheree's like, so what was that, an invite? Because I was supposed to go with you. Was it just a presentation instead of a photo shoot? Or what happened? Did I get downgraded?
Yeah, and Sonia's like, oh, we're not doing that. You didn't show up. And she's like, I did not uninvite you, girl. And Sheree's like, but why was I not there, though? Sonia's like, well, you tell me why you weren't there. Sheree's like, I was in the lobby at 9:30. And then they show a flashback of Sheree sitting on the beach at 9:30.
And she says, listen, I left and then I went straight to work and I lost my phone somehow. And so Sonia's getting annoyed now, right? So Marlo's like, well, when I got there, Sonia asked me where you were. She was very sad you weren't there. And Sonia's like, look, I just thought you purposely didn't come. And she's like, no, that's not cool. And that's not going to fly. Can I lean on you while I fix my shoe?
Shoe by Sheree.
Shoe by Sheree.
Yeah. She's like, well, I'll give you a pass, but you might not get one from Kenya. And by the way, Kenya showed up because they took a bus and everything. Kenya's like, I'm here on time. And she's like making a joke like, oh, my God, like Sonia's such a Nazi. But it's like, that's how it works. OK, like that Sonia did the right thing. That bus left at 9:30. And then the very next thing, Kenya showed up on time. So it works. Remember that? Remember the tour guide in Japan they had? That lady who was like, you are not allowed to be late. And I think they left without Nini one day. She was like, nope, it's 30 seconds late. We're leaving right now. She was great.
Because it really is the most obvious, tired power move to just make everybody wait and be an asshole. Yeah. You know, it really is. It's just such a dick move. And you know you're doing it. It's like they show Kenya like walking around a room, not even dressed, talking about the beach being pretty.
Yeah.
It's just an obvious lame move of disrespect. Like at least put some creativity into it, you know?
Yeah. So now they go to a place called Rose Hall for dinner. And Marlo is like, wow, Rose Hall is amazing. I mean, Sonia keeps getting better and better. I mean, she started from the shit. And baby, she's all the way up to sugar. Please tell me there's a froyo place in this place. Please.
And the waiter's like, hello, welcome to Rose Hall. I was like, oh, no. Why'd you put the nervous waiter on?
I know. His heart. Rose before hose, am I right? So Todd's like, that was a good one. So he gives like a presentation about the dinner and he is like, he was nervous. And they then do cheers and Candy is like, I feel like this is what they were trying to set up on the last episode, but it got botched. Candy's like, hey Ralph, when are you going to read an excerpt from your book, which no one cares about, except maybe Drew, because she's just curious to know what any of it is, you know? So Ralph's like, oh, well, since you asked, I'm going to stand up and read it.
Yeah, so he stands up and presents to the table. He's like, okay, I'm just warning you, this is extra meaningful because this is step-parenting, okay? It's very, very meaningful, okay? You must define family not in love, but in love and hearts and love and gigabytes. If you don't have enough gigabytes of storage to store all of the secret footage you filmed about your family to prove how much you love them and that you know what they're doing while you're in Tampa, so you could yell at them to prove that you love them, even when you weren't there to see them do it in the first place. You know what I mean? Step parenting. Yes. Killing it.
By the way, at the wedding I was at last night, there was a girl at my table and she was saying how like a coworker, she lives in Tampa. So we're just making small talk about Tampa. And she said, oh yeah, one of my coworkers, he actually lives in Atlanta, but he commutes down to Tampa. And so he'll drive down and he'll spend the week in Tampa. And then he'll drive back up. And she was just like talking about it, like whatever. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, do you work with Ralph Pittman? I was like, this is where, if you're saying your coworker drives from Atlanta to Tampa, like my brain just says Ralph Pittman. Like you're working with Ralph.
Red flag Ralph.
I know. Is there a camera at this table? Yeah. So, so Ralph is reading more. And by the way, his book is called The Step in Parenting. Get it? Because it's like, you're a step-in parent, but you're also a step-parent.
Isn't that kind of, I don't know, I kind of thought that's what it meant.
You also get, it's a shame that he also was not an actor, because then maybe he could be the Steppenwolf parent.
When I was becoming a step-parent, I decided, this room smells like vanilla cinnamon, and it feels like, feels like rayon corduroy, and tastes like, just say tangerine, honey. Tangerine, all right, it's tangerine. I have long wavy hair, I'm on a beach. But here's the thing, there's no book, no one tells you that there's a book on step-parenting.
Guess what? There's not on parenting either, okay? He's like, no one has taught how to be a step-parent. That's what parents say, too. Like, my mom, you know, everybody's mom, I think, at some point was like, well, there was no class on how to be a parent. Like, actually, there were. There were classes.
There are. So, yeah, Ralph goes, I thought I had all the answers, and I realized I didn't. I'm like, why are you writing a book then, if you don't have the answers? He goes, and I know the other people are also going through the same situation because no one is taught how to be a stepfather. So assuming the role of a parent to a child that is not biologically yours can prove to be complicated at best, kind of like setting up a mobile cam in a teddy bear. Am I right? I took on the role of dad and jumped in headfirst without any instruction manual. The lesson learned, tell them you want to adopt them, but then never do it. Thank you. The end. And then he says this. This is where he gets like a lot. Everyone's like, really like, wow, it's so deep. He goes, the more safe places that we vow to create raw, honest, and transparent conversations, the more we can learn and grow together. The pages of this book reveal my story, my truth, and lessons I learned along my journey to put the step in parenting. And everyone's like, wow. And Todd is on his feet. He's like giving a standing ovation. I'm like, he didn't even say anything. That sentence meant nothing. That was just a big empty sentence with buzzwords.
I still don't understand what it means. This is what I learned to put the step in parenting. I don't get it. What does that mean? Explain it to me, somebody. So Drew's like, oh my God, I'm fighting back tears. Honey, your pinky's twitching. It's my character.
I'm arriving at Ellis Island. I just came in from Poland, year's 1902. I'm seeing Lady Liberty for the first time. The future is ahead of me. I feel it, Ralph. I feel it.
But where's mommy? Where's mommy?
Somewhere out there. So get them out of my book right now, babe.
I'm in a sweatshop. And I'm friends with a bird. I am friends with a bird now.
So, let's see. So, he's like, I don't need a piece of paper telling me I'm JoJo's father, which is great, you know? I mean, look, that's fine, but don't tell the kid, like, we're so excited to make you, you know, my official son or whatever, and then don't do it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I feel bad for.
Same. That's exactly, you know? I feel exactly the same way. I totally believe that, like, I actually... What Ralph says, he doesn't need a piece of paper to tell him I'm the father. I think that's totally, you know, real. But I just, it's like the pro, don't say you're going to adopt him and then don't do it. Like, that just feels like you're going to mess with the kid a little bit there.
So then Drew's like, yeah, I'm going to cry. And she goes, you know, he's opening up in ways that he's never opened up about. Just because he's fucking performing, you fucking dope. He's standing up and giving a performance at dinner and writing some bullshit book. Give me a break, Drew. These two are so ridiculous. Yeah. By the way, I have to say, love them on the show. I hope they never get fired.
I know. I was so shocked when they were on the second season. Now I'm like, please keep them on. I just love our resident grifters. So then Drew's trying to have this moment for Ralph to help sell this book, and they're trying to really talk about it. And then Kenya just doesn't care because she wants to start a fight with Sonia about the bus. So she's talking to Sheree, and she's like, I didn't even talk with her. And Sheree's like, oh, well, I had a conversation with her, and she said you guys didn't show up.
Yes, and Sonia's like, Wait, yeah. Charade and Sonya are whispering about something. So Kenya's like,
what? Wait, what? Charade just told me you told her we didn't show up. I called you twice. Did you call back? Did you check on me?
And she's like, well, I thought you were on a catamaran. What am I supposed to do? Stop working so I can call and say, hey, I got to call the girls, see where they are. You know, what am I supposed to do? Say, hold on, iFit.
Hey, girls, it's me. I'm in Jamaica. Where are you doing?
I can't do that when I'm at work.
Kenya's like, yeah, actually, I do expect that. So Sonya's like, she's like, why do you want to fight about this? Like, she's like, you know, if Kenya really wanted to be there, she could have called a cab like she did the day before.
Yes. Okay. So Kenya has been trying to start a fight with Sonya and it's not working. And so this is what happens. Now Kenya's just going to make herself showing up late and missing the bus Sonya's fault, which makes no sense. But Kenya's been trying to start it ever since that, you know, she was being rude to her at Sonya's house and Sonya let it go. Then yeah. She was hung up on her about the couples thing. Sonya let it go. Then she like blatantly was an hour late to dinner. Sonya let it go. Then she, you know, she's late to everything. She misses everything. And Sonya just keeps letting it go. And it's making Kenya crazy because she's trying to goad her into a fight and it has not worked.
Yeah. So Kenya's like, that's how you treat your guests? And Sonya's like, Kenya, I was working. But you have a break, right? And then Sheree's like, I felt like you uninvited me. I went to the lobby. And by the lobby, I mean the beach. And by the beach, I mean the gift shop. Point is, I was there. I was practically at your shoot. And you ignored me entirely.
But just so Sheree knows, being uninvited means, hey, you guys are no longer invited. It doesn't mean just ditching you. I don't know where she got this uninvited in, but she keeps saying it over and over. And so Marlo's like, one at a time, one at a time. And Kenya goes, we can talk when we want to. And Ross goes, hold on, hold on. I am 2-time Super Bowl champion and television personality, Aaron Ross.
You got it, Ross. You got your lines.
Don't fuck with my wife. And Marlo goes, dun, 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 dun. And the music goes, dun, 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 dun. And we're out.
And now you know what's going to happen next is Kenya saying, I didn't like the way he was talking to us, but like, does he talk to her that way? I'm worried. Like, is she just like unhappy in that marriage? He seems so controlling. I'm scared for her. You know that now Kenya's going to start like a campaign against Ross, like a war of whispers.
Yeah, they show it in the previews. That's exactly where Kenya goes, straight to it.
Yep. God bless.
Oh, God bless us, everyone. Well, everyone, thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back next week. As always, we'll be back all week, every day. Also, go check out Winter is Crappening if you're a Game of Thrones fan and you're planning to watch House of the Dragon. First episode is up. And we'll see you on Take a Seat on Mondays. And guess what? Otherwise, that's it. We're done.
And you know what, Ronnie? I would like to, as we end this show, dedicate it to our friend Kimberly Eaton.
We love you, Kimberly. We love you so much, Kimberly. You're always in our hearts and in our minds. We love you, babes.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
We talk to her daily, it's Kaylee.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, paging Paige Mills.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.